welcome to
Overbooked and Opinionated,
your favorite best friend book club podcast
with Liz
and Pooh
and Gammy.
That was actually pretty good. Good job, guys.
Yeah. All right, dude. So, we're overbooked and opinionated. I'm sure you're wondering, who are these dashing ladies on your news feed?
Well, nobody was wondering that.
I would like to believe that they were. Well, overbooked and opinionated, we are welcoming you into our monthly Best Friend Book Club. We chose the name Overbooked and Opinionated because, one, we have a TBR that is probably 2 miles long. It's bad.
Yeah, seriously, if Pooh falls over on her, she's going to die.
It's bad. Yeah, and then overbooked as well because we are three very busy women. We live very different lives, and we somehow find a way to make time at least once a month to meet with each other and talk about the books that we're reading and really connect and bond over that. And we thought it was so special that we would invite you into the book club yourselves. So we're really excited to have you. Opinionated because the three of us grew up reading very different books in very different genres. So we have a lot of really strong opinions about the books that we read. And I think because we read so many different books that when we finally read something that is the same, we just fight about it.
All in a loving way.
All with love. But we have such crazy different opinions on the books that we read, and it makes it for really interesting and engaging conversation. Mm-hmm. So we hope that you love and enjoy the conversations that we have and conversate back with us and let us know how you guys are thinking.
Mm-hmm. I think we just all want such different things out of our books that we like, we can read the same book and like get such different things from them.
Oh my God, get three totally different experiences from the same book. It's actually insane.
It's really fun. It's fun. I love this book club. I hope you guys will too. So a little bit more about us, just to give you the general gist of what this podcast is going to be. So we mostly are going to cover romanticy because that's the genre that all three of us have in common, that we all have a soft spot for. Fun fact, the way this book club started was my best friend here finally read ACOTAR and was like, hey, have you ever heard of this A Court of Thorns and Roses book? And I was like, oh my God, yes. And it was the first fantasy book that she had ever picked up. And so we started having a book club, like just whenever we could. And then finally Pooh here
joined
finally picked it up as well. And
Gammy
said, oh, guys, Pooh has read ACOTAR. Pooh's in the book club now.
Yes.
So apparently if you've read ACOTAR, you're in the book club. And I know there's a shit ton of you out there. So welcome to the chaos.
With that being said, we don't only talk about ACOTAR.
Oh no, absolutely.
Why don't you tell them what we like?
Everything. So yeah, that was the whole point of that ridiculous tangent, is that while that might be what unites the three of us, we read a little bit of everything. And I think all three of us, and I think I speak for all of us when I say this, we've all been done a little dirty by Bookstagram and BookTok. Yeah, one too many times read a few books that were like, oh my God, this will change your life and ruin your soul. And
it's
like
the most mid book I've ever read in my life. And I'm like, what is happening?
Or it's worse.
Oh my God. Reads.
Yeah.
Goodreads.
Yeah. They just do us dirty. Like Instagram, book talk. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
What is happening?
There's too many 5-star and 4-star reads out there. Like, they're not all true. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But we've been done dirty a few too many times. So we want to try and make sure that we're covering books that we genuinely enjoy and maybe some that we don't as much, but we want to make sure that we're spotlighting the books that don't get as much hype on social media.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so excited. And that especially means like with local artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
We really enjoy reading stuff like that and stuff that is like pretty close to home.
Mm-hmm.
So on this podcast, you might not hear the big name stuff all the time. You might actually find yourselves reading something that you wouldn't have normally picked up. So,
yeah,
we're excited. Why don't we introduce ourselves a little bit? Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right. Pooh, okay. Tell the people who you are.
I'm Pooh. My primary genre is usually romance. That's what I started with, and it's still got a soft spot in my heart. Second is usually romanticy, because there's always got to be a little bit of romance in my books. Yeah, but I read a little bit of everything. That's it.
Okay. What's your favorite literary character?
I don't have a favorite. I have favorites in series. I don't have a favorite overall. I've read too much.
That's so valid.
What's your latest favorite off the top of your head?
I just finished Daydream by Hannah Grace, and I fucking love Henry.
Aww.
All right.
So much.
All right. Okay. Are there any books that you've read that have really just kind of changed your point of view, or just any fundamentals that you've had? Anything that like really sticks with you?
My probably the most influential book I ever read was The Heroine Diaries by Nikki Sixx, which is a collection of like diary entries he wrote when he was still getting high on the road in Motley Crue. And I grew up around a lot of drugs, a lot of junkies, a lot of dealers. And I have never been taught to see the empathetic side as far as drug addicts go. I've always just been taught they were bad people. And reading that book to actually see inside of the head of somebody who did, you know, drugs really let me see both point of views and kind of change my perspective and give me some humanity.
Wow. Oh my God, you're breaking my heart. Every time I hear the story, it just gets me. Every
yeah,
time.
I'm not going next. That's all you.
Oh my gosh. Tell the people what you do for the podcast, Boo.
I'm the extra.
Oh, my God. Why do we do this?
I don't know.
So Boo is actually being very modest. She is our communications expert. So if you guys ever need anything from the Overbooked and Opinionated crew, she is who you will be talking to. So be nice.
We also call her a chaos coordinator.
We wouldn't get shit done without Poo. Yeah. She is really our anchor.
Yeah. I'm quiet chaos.
Quiet chaos?
Chaos.
Oh my God. We need to say that this is quiet chaos.
Oh my God.
Because that's you.
She is the quiet chaos queen. She just drops.
Quiet chaos queen.
Perfect.
That's a sticker.
I'm Gammy. We're Gams. My real name's Amanda, but my friends lovingly call me Gams. You guys can call me whatever you want, as long as it's not some of the mean things that Liz has popped up in her head right now.
As long as it's not Gamantha, we're cool.
Gamantha. So I am the social media manager on the podcast. Any of the things you guys see on socials was usually put together by me. So feel free to go ahead and follow us, like, subscribe, and send us a lot of love on there, because we're looking to interact with all of you. And you will really hurt my feelings if you don't show me love. Okay. I will cry. My favorite genre, I really, really love mystery and horror. I started reading mystery at a very young age, and I've read a lot of them, so there's really nothing that, like, gets me anymore. I figure out the plots way too quickly, and it drives me nuts. I'm really looking for that book that just gets me, and then I leave, and I'm, like, bewildered, and oh my God, my mind is blown. So if you guys have any recommendations, please let me know. And then horror, dude, I think horror is such a really cool way that people express their imaginations and express their brains. Ooh. I just think it's so interesting. It's such a really cool genre. You read some like really interesting things that you wouldn't otherwise see or hear. And I just really love it. I think it's so cool. My favorite literary character is Manon. I call her Manon from the Throne of Glass series. She's my favorite literary character. I can call her whatever I want. Okay.
I still don't think that's how that works.
It is. So for me, she changed everything for me in the Throne of Glass series. I didn't really enjoy the series until she was introduced. And dude, I am in love with her. And if I have to stop myself now, because I won't be able to make it through the rest of this episode if I don't stop. I love her so much. She is everything to me. And that's it. I'll leave it at that.
For those not watching on YouTube, Gans is already crying.
Literally crying. It's okay. Yeah. Gosh, she's amazing. If you guys haven't read it, read it. Just stick it through to get to Manon, please.
It's amazing. Gosh. Gammy.
Yeah.
What's your most influential book?
Oh my gosh, thanks for asking. Okay, so I don't know if any of you guys have heard about it, but it's actually called Skippy John Jones. And Skippy John Jones is a picture book about a little Siamese cat who thinks he's a chihuahua. And he's like fighting all of these battles, and he's like a little matador, and it's so cute. He's just this little guy who just like does the things that his mom tells him that he can't. It's just so cute. Oh my God, it really changed my life. I got it signed by the author when I was a kid. It was one of the first books that I actually got my daughter when she was growing up. And it just really has like a special place in my heart. I know it sounds so silly, but I love Skippy John Jones. Oh my God.
I just have to jump in and tell, if you're not watching this on YouTube and you're not viewing this as a visual podcast, she made little matador hands like she was holding a red flag when she was describing that part. Oh, and it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. She's also crying again.
I just love them. It's my story, okay? I love him. He's just amazing. That's it.
Whatever makes you happy, man.
Liz, please introduce yourself.
Oh my goodness. All right. I am Liz. I don't even know. I edit the podcast. That's what I do. So I think let's start with my favorite genre. I am a fantasy girl through and through. I am a Tolkien fan. I'm a Terry Brooks fan. I'm a Christopher Paolini fan. I feel like a lot of people are going to give me a lot of crap for lumping him in with those two, but that's okay. We're going to roll with it. I really, really love high fantasy. That being said, I'm still a sucker for romanticy. I just might have like a few gripes with most of the popular authors, but it's okay. I still enjoy them. I'm not going to tear them apart. Not an elitist. I just don't. We're not doing this right now. Anyway, my favorite literary character. I grew up reading the Harry Potter series. So, of course, my favorite character is Hermione Granger. I'm a sucker. Even though we don't like J.K. Rowling, we still love that character. Yeah.
But it's okay because Harry Potter, it's Harry Potter. I mean, like.
Yeah, it's not J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. It's Harry Potter. It's
Harry Potter.
Yeah. That's a whole thing. But yeah, so my favorite book. Not my favorite. I mean, it's still my favorite book, but it's my favorite book more because it had such an impact on me. Okay. I read the Inheritance Cycle, the Aragon Eldest books, when I was in like second and third grade. Aww. And the first time I read them, I had no idea what was going on. And then I watched that god-awful movie that we pretend doesn't exist. And I finally understood it and read it like knowing what was going on. The second book there, that's a real hero's journey, that story. And just watching Aragorn figure out the world around him and understand that what he's grown up with is not actually the only way of existing and the only way of thinking had a huge impact on me. So I think that has had a big influence on the way, like my own patterns of thinking and the way I view the world. So that's why it's still my favorite book of all time, despite its problems.
It's really sweet, actually. I really love that. Oh my gosh. We're just three great girls, aren't we, guys?
We're just awesome.
We're amazing. The best.
So let's say it.
She was just thinking it.
Just looking at her. Yeah. Just waiting. The quiet chaos queen, indeed.
Literally. All right, Liz, tell the people what we're going to talk about.
Heck yeah. All right. So we're going to do a bunch of different styles of episodes, but our bread and butter, the majority, what we're going to do is we want you guys to join in our podcast, our podcast, but our book club. We're going to do what we call our book club yapathons. Gams is doing hand yapping noises like a crab.
Little crab.
So our yapathons are essentially what we do whenever we have book club. We're going to talk about the books that we read for the week. And with these, we're going to be using the Caw Pile system, which was originally created by G from Book Roast. She is awesome. If you haven't checked out her YouTube channel, please do. I will put her information in the show notes below. But yeah, so that's how we're going to structure the majority of our episodes. We will start every Yapathon with a spoiler-free review and our star rating. We're going to rate stars out of 5 using half stars, quarter stars, whatever we feel is appropriate, and then give you an average before we jump into our spoiler and arguing segments.
Oh, they're so good. Oh, yeah. What else?
We'll do theory episodes, too, where we kind of take most recently the Empyrean series with Onyx Storm, obviously, take really popular theories and try to figure out what we think is going to happen in the next book, especially with the way we all read and see so differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be so great.
Every time you guys tell me a theory, I'm always like blown away because I never would have thought of it like that. It's great. It's so much fun.
They're so good.
Yeah.
We're also going to do a segment called Hear Me Out. And that's when each one of us is going to try and convince the others and you guys listening to us at home to read a book that you wouldn't otherwise pick up. I think they're going to be so exciting. I think I'm going to get really good at this. I think I might win, guys. I'm really persuasive.
It really wasn't a competition, but okay.
Skippy John Jones.
I'm actually really excited for these. Our first one's going to be really fun.
I know. We're so good. Anything else?
Yeah, we've got two more types of episodes. The next one, and the one that I am personally the most excited about, and the way we started this podcast. Let us know if you want to hear the story. We're going to try and get as many smaller and local authors to hop on here for an interview with us so we can talk to them about everything from the books they're writing to the industry that they're trying to break into and why Book Talk keeps doing us dirty and not sharing their books.
That's such a good point. Last but certainly not least, we are going to do episodes based on any bookish events that are coming up in the area or even that we travel to. We are primarily located in like the Philadelphia, Jersey area, but we are doing some travel. We're going to... Where are we going, guys?
Literary Ink.
Oh, my God. In Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Chattanooga. If you guys don't know, Literary Ink is a convention full of great tattoo artists who also happen to be book nerds. My favorite type of people. So we're going to get bookish tattoos. Duh. If you want information about that, we're going to link it on socials because we will definitely be there. If you're going to be there, let us know and then we can... say hi.
I'm excited. I'm really hoping that at least a few people listen to this episode so that I can tell them, guys, if you are listening to this and you've read Crescent City, these two have not read Crescent City yet, you need to bully them into reading it by this event in September so that we can all get Crescent City tattoos because I want us all to get lighted up tattoos, but they have to know what that means first. It's a whole thing. Please back me up on this.
Like I said, our TBRs are 10 miles long. And these books are ginormous. Okay.
They're so good.
Hear me out.
They're so good.
That's our first Hear Me Out episode.
It's not, but it could be. We're going to fight about this. All right. I think that's all we have for introduction episode. Hopefully it wasn't quite as chaotic as it felt, but I think it was. But that's fine.
It's all fine. We're doing our best, guys.
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook at Overbooked and Opinionated, on Instagram at overbooked.opinionated. We are on YouTube, Overbooked and Opinionated again. I promise it's pretty simple to find us. We are also online, overbookedandopinionated.com, where you can find the episodes of our podcast. And of course, I'm sure you know this if you're listening, but you can find us everywhere you find your normal podcasts.
Come hang out with us and enjoy the episodes that we drop because we have a lot of fun making them. And we are so excited that you're here for the journey.
Yeah. Welcome to the chaos.
Don't welcome to the book club.